Now time for a locker room chat with Frankfort boys head basketball coach Adam Schreiner after a couple of solid efforts. Went 1-1 this past week, and coach, will start off with your guys' 49-43 loss at Centralia. But you guys had them on the ropes there for a while. You guys were fighting tough and ultimately unable to come away with the win. So I want to get your overall thoughts on that game.
Oh, I thought the kids competed very well. I mean, hung with them, gave themselves shots at the end. Came down to a crucial kind of free throw, I think, under a minute to go. And we gave up an offensive rebound, and they put it back and go up four. We came down and I thought had a good look at the basket, three-point shot there by Ty, and just then it fall, and then you have to foul. But overall, I think the kids are showing that they are continuing to grow and can compete with anybody. So I was happy with their effort, and we'll just continue to work on execution.
And then you guys were able to bounce back and win at Axtell. That was on Monday. You guys win there 68-58. You guys got off to a hot start, up by 13 after the first quarter. They were able to push back and get within single digits, but then you were able to pull out and pull away. So, I mean, just a really, really great win against a team that's in the upper portion of this league. So I want to get your overall thoughts on this one as well.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, the kids came out, I mean, fired up and ready to go. Axtell obviously just won the TBL tournament and, you know, are an excellent team throughout not only our league but throughout the state. So we knew that they had, or we knew we had to come out kind of ready to play from the get-go. And, you know, the kids executed and hit some shots there. And I think Wes hit one right as time expired to push the lead to 13 or 14, whatever it might have been. And, you know, they continued to battle and hit shots and, like, kind of showing who they can be and what we want to become overall as a group. So super happy for them and excited to go get a win against a good Axtell team, you know, that hopefully they can build on that now.
And you guys now just have four games left on the regular season. Hard to believe that, but a really tough one coming up here on Friday at home, thankfully, though, as you guys will take on a Troy team led by head coach Jonathan Rodvelt, who is a really solid coach in his own right, and he has his team going really well this year. So I want to get your thoughts on how you think you stack up against this Troy team.
They like to play fast and, you know, play some zone and some man and shoot the ball well. So they're, like you said, very well coached and, you know, play the game really well. And we're going to have to find that energy and execution to go out and kind of match what they bring. But like you said, it's a home game and we know it's going to be tough. You don't get anything different in this league, you know, night in and night out. So it's going to be a battle, but I really look forward to our kids kind of continuing to show who they're becoming.
Frankfort 3-5 on the year in league play, 8-8 overall after a year in which they won just a couple of games last year. Now they have a good chance of possibly at home for a sub-state game coming up here. Have you gotten a chance to look at the sub-state standings at all, or is that something you're not really worrying about at this point?
Well, we kind of, I mean, put that little bug in the kids' ear of, you know, you do have an opportunity to try to get a first-round game at home, and, you know, anytime you can do that, that's a bonus. So we've mentioned it. We haven't necessarily dwelled on it, but we know this league, you got to come ready to play every night. So first and foremost, it's a tough, tough Troy team coming in.
And it sure is, focusing one game at a time. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck here this week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Frankfort boys head basketball coach Adam Schreiner here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.